Good afternoon. The storm system that brought a coating of snow to the valley locations and several inches across the higher terrain of interior New York and New England is centered right over Cape Cod. The steadiest rain and rain-snow mix continues in central and eastern New England closer to the storm center, while back out toward New York, the precipitation has become more scattered and generally in the form of rain showers. Region-wide, temperatures are off our morning lows and now in the middle and upper 30s. The storm will only slowly spin in place over the next several hours, and we could see several more inches of snow across the higher terrain while most everyone else climbs into the upper 30s and lower 40s for daytime highs with some bright spots but limited, if any, sunshine. More scattered rain and snow showers into the evening before we start a drier trend overnight tonight with lows back into the mid-30s. This will set us up for a drier day on Saturday, although still plenty of clouds around, temperatures bouncing back into the lower and middle 50s. A weak disturbance will pass by on Sunday, and there's just the outside risk of a scattered shower, otherwise mostly cloudy and dry in the upper 50s to around 60. Another small risk of a shower Monday, with a mix of sun and clouds otherwise into the lower 60s, and as high pressure moves in, we'll see more sunshine on Tuesday in the lower to mid 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another upper-level low over the central Rockies will slowly weaken while moving to the Ohio Valley by the beginning of the weekend. The system will produce snow over parts of the central Rockies and central High Plains where winter storm warnings are in effect. At the same time, showers and thunderstorms will develop over parts of the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley, where the Storm Prediction Center has issued a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms. The main hazards associated with these storms are frequent lightning, strong wind gusts, and hail. The thunderstorms will also produce heavy rain, and the Weather Prediction Center has issued a moderate risk of excessive rainfall over the central Gulf Coast into Saturday morning, given the wet antecedent conditions across the area. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 8 at Vernal, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the lower 50s, Boston cloudy and breezy with rain and snow in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy with rain and snow showers and highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low 38, the record high 91 set in 2012, and the record low 22 in 1943 and in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 6:12 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:39 p.m., 13 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain and snow showers this afternoon and highs in the lower 40s. A few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain and snow tapering off as a few rain showers this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid 40s. A few rain showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, rain showers this afternoon with highs in the mid-40s. A few rain showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, rain and snow winding down as a few rain and snow showers this afternoon and highs in the lower 40s. A few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with rain and snow showers this afternoon and a steadier snow winding down across western New England and highs in the lower 40s. A few rain and snow showers tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy Sunday with just the outside chance of a shower in the upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a shower on Monday in the lower 60s. Sunshine on Tuesday, giving way to increasing clouds, lower to mid-60s. Showers Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning, then increasing sunshine Wednesday afternoon in the mid-50s, and a mix of sun and clouds staying in the mid-50s on Thursday. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.